joke's coming, folks. That's great. Mine are not particularly small, and I don't try to hide them. Kevin, I was wearing them last Wednesday night. So what I have found is that it's really good in a room where we have a lot of noise, like we did last Wednesday. Without them, I really probably couldn't hear Garrett sit next to me very well. So I found them to be particularly good in loud places. They're a great help. And for distance, my students are just too darn quiet. I won't be able to make the test tomorrow. It's not that I got a conflict, it's just that I don't have the equipment. Hey, another good thing that happened this Friday night is I received and passed my first National Traffic System radiogram for many weeks. I've been inactive, been kind of busy, and what I had was the most wonderful experience. I was sending a message to a woman in Hart, Michigan, and I usually try to give a call if I have a number, and usually what happens is no one answers, and I just put it in the mail. But this woman answered, and her husband was there. They're both 88 years old. They not only have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they have great-great-grandchildren, and yes, they know they need to get their license renewed, which was the subject of the message from an operator in Massachusetts. So great fun with that. I really enjoyed doing it, and it's just wonderful to have that connection when you get somebody that answers. Vicki and Terry, good on you for the POTA. Man, I just want to keep this going and encourage you guys to keep doing that. I would love to do that, but it's just not in the cards for me at the moment. And I'd like to know when you're activating, so put something out there on Slack so we can maybe make a call to you. Well, this is N8LJN. Good evening, everyone, and 7-3. Back to Nestor.